everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Shmini, we hear about the completion of the Mishkan. Not so much the completion of the physical building of the Mishkan, but the completion of the preparation for the service in the Mishkan. For the last 7 days, Moshe served as the Kohen Gadol, showing Aaron and his sons, among other things, how the Avoda was supposed to work. And now, Vayihi Bayom HaShmini, on the 8th day, Aaron and his sons are called back to the Mishkan to take over their permanent jobs as the Kohanim. And Moshe tells the Kohanim to bring certain animals for Korbanos, and he tells the Kohanim to tell Bnei Yisrael that they too should bring certain animals for their Korbanos. And then the Torah says that everyone did what they were supposed to do. The Kohanim and Bnei Yisrael brought their animals to the Mishkan to be brought as Korbanos, and they all came to the Mishkan. And then at this wonderful moment, the Torah says the following perek, Tes Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Moshe, Ze Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem Ta'asu. Moshe said, this is the thing that Hashem has commanded you to do, V'yeira Aleichem Kvod Hashem, and the glory of Hashem will appear to you. What exactly does this Pasuk mean? What exactly is Moshe telling them to do? This is the thing that Hashem has commanded you to do? What's Moshe referring to? The Torah already said that Bnei Yisrael already brought the animals they were supposed to bring. So what else is there to do? And why did Moshe say Zeh Hadavar? The word Zeh in the Torah usually is explained as not just as this, but as if someone were pointing to something. Zeh Hadavar usually would be translated as this thing that I am pointing to is what you are supposed to do. But what is that thing that Moshe is pointing to? The Sifra, the halachic medrash on Sefer Vayikra, also called Toras Kohanim, explains this pasuk as follows. Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, Oso Yetzer Hara Ha'aviru Milibchem. Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, remove that Yetzer Hara from your hearts. And then the Medrash continues, V'tihiyu kulchem biyira achas uve'etza achas l'shareis lifnei hamakom, etc. Remove the Yetzer Hara from your hearts and serve Hashem together on the same page, so to speak. What does this Medrash mean? What Yetzer Hara is the Medrash referring to? These questions are asked by the Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893. It's in his Perush on the Chumash Ha'amek Davar, and he says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. In the days of Moshe, there were people, just like there are throughout history, all the way to present times, there were people who felt so close to Hashem that they were prepared to do anything and everything just to express that love. It's a very beautiful thing, but it can be dangerous as well, because that passion can lead people to do their own thing and to do things which they think is serving Hashem, when in reality Hashem never commanded them to do that. The Netziv says that that kind of thinking is exactly what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was built and dedicated by Shlomo HaMelech in Sefer Malachim Aleph at the end of Perek Ches. After Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he made a huge celebration, and the Gemara says in Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tesamar Aleph that the celebration was so great that people did not fast that year on Yom Kippur. It's incredible. The Gemara does say that Hashem forgave Bnei Yisrael for the mistake, but it was indeed a mistake. Not fasting on Yom Kippur because of celebrations for the Beis HaMikdash? But that's what happened, says the Netziv. It's what happens when people get carried away with their love for and connection to Hashem. It certainly comes from a good place, but still, we have to be so, so careful. And that, says the Netziv, is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael right before the Mishkan begins its service, so to speak. You, Bnei Yisrael, are so happy right now. You feel a special connection to Hashem, a special love for Hashem. In a few moments, you, Bnei Yisrael, are going to see a miraculous heavenly fire descend and consume your korbanos. And you will see and you will feel the actualization of V'yasuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. You're going to see and feel the actualization of the Shechina dwelling among you, so to speak. It's an exciting day, a day where you, Bnei Yisrael, feel particularly close to Hashem. and your love is so, so strong that you may be inclined to do anything for Hashem. But be careful. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. Remove that Yetzer Hara. Zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem tasu. This is the thing that Hashem has commanded you to do. This avoda right there in the Mishkan and those animals. This is what you're supposed to do. This avoda and not any other avoda. Any other avoda would be foreign to what Hashem wants. You should do what Hashem tells you to do and nothing else. Serve Hashem the way He commands you to serve Him. Zeh hadavar. This is the thing. This is the service. Don't let your special, beautiful love for Hashem, don't let that cloud your judgment and take matters into your own hands. If you do all that, then v'yeira aleichem kavod Hashem. The glory of Hashem will appear to you. Have an amazing day, everyone.